Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the Feast of St. Valentine, though the Mass of this morning is of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. It is quite difficult to find information about St. Valentine. You would think that being such a popular saint or so well known in the modern world that we would know more about him, but it does seem that kind of the way it usually goes with the world. They take the wrong things about something and make it the prominent part or the most well-known part and then hide the true meaning. This happened several times with Christmas and especially with Halloween. They've tried to turn St. Valentine's Day into a day of romantic and sometimes illicit love, because of several traditions which may or may not even be true. One of them that I heard before is definitely not true, and it says that St. Valentine was, although he was a priest, he fell in love with the governor's daughter and was sending her letters from jail, and then when he was killed basically for that, and that's why we send Valentine's Day letters on St. Valentine's Day. That, of course, is not true. Another story or tradition of where the sending of St. Valentine's letters and gifts came from was that there was a pagan game that would go on at the time where boys would choose names of girls out of a hat. I'm not sure what happened after that, but St. Valentine would try to get rid of this. He would fill the hats with saints' names so that it tried to get them to think more about the Catholic faith. Another story, which is probably the most probable one, was that St. Valentine would send letters to other people when he was in jail to encourage them in their Catholic faith. He would send them little notes of encouragement to try to strengthen them, other Catholics, in their faith. In any case, these are more or less the minor points of his story. There are two St. Valentines that we know of. One is a priest and one is a bishop. Both were martyred for the faith. The one that's more well known is the priest, and that's whose feast is today. And I would say that the important part of his life and of both of their lives was that they showed their love for God, and their love for God was so strong that they would rather die than offend him. This is what we should imitate in St. Valentine and in all saints. We can send the St. Valentine's cards or gifts if we would like to. This, in a small way, does show Christian charity, but the most important part is to do it out of love of God and to try to have that love of God in all of our actions and make it so strong that we dare not offend him no matter what the consequences. This is the real way to honor St. Valentine on his day, to honor any saint on their feast day. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.